In life, not everyone is good. I'd like to think that they are. I'd truly like to believe that they are. I'd like to believe that everyone who I meet and who I cross paths with in life are all good people. But they're not. Despite what I want and despite how optimistic I am, the reality remains that not everyone is a good person. Great job spreading inspiration, right? But seriously, if everyone was a good person, why would people go through so much pain on the account of others? Why do some people truly have bad, impure, and evil intentions and act and say things that hurt others, and at times knowingly so? I've said this before and I'll say it again. We can't control what others do or say, only what we do or say. We can't change other people and make them into someone better. We can only work on ourselves. And that's why it's called self-improvement. And being that we can't change other people or make them treat us in a certain manner, with love, respect, or the kindness that we feel we deserve, we should only surround ourselves with like-minded, kind, and loving individuals. Having said that, nothing feels as good as knowing that you have good people surrounding you in your life. Like anyone else, I've made friends with people and have dated others who have lied to me, screwed me over, abused me, taken me for granted, taken advantage of me, and hurt me in many ways, more than I'd like to share. But at the end of the day, I don't wish harm or feel ill will towards any of them. And I don't believe in revenge or an eye for an eye, despite that many people would disagree. I've had other people tell me that I should react at times and take charge more so that other people can't take advantage of me or hurt me anymore. And then I should block people from my phone, social media, and feel hatred towards people who've hurt me. But I've never agreed with being revengeful, hateful, or wishing harm on anyone, even those who have hurt me. I figure, what good does it do to hurt other people? What good will come out of the situation if I get them back or create more negative energy? It won't do anyone any good if I linger on to negative feelings and carry wounds from previous situations where I felt hurt, sadness, anger, or resentment. The most that I would ever do is probably ignore someone. And obviously I'm not perfect, and I say nasty things at times when someone hurts me. Again, really inspirational, right? Hey, I never claim to be a relationship expert or anything of the sort. But think about this. If I block people out of my life and they come to a point in their life where they start to feel remorseful, sorry, desire to work on themselves, and even if this happens after many years, how can they let go of their pain or even apologize to me for their wrongdoings if I've blocked them? Now, don't get me wrong, because sometimes people are so toxic and so bad for you that you need to block them so that you have peace and so you have no contact with them whatsoever, so they can't hurt you anymore. So there are definitely some scenarios where I wouldn't suggest staying in contact with people who've hurt you. I'm sure that this article will be controversial to some extent, but keep in mind, these are only my opinions and my thoughts that I'm sharing with you. If you're the type of person who feels that blocking others is the best method of removing them from your life and social circles, and the best way for you to feel inner peace, then by all means, do so. But the truth is, just because you don't get along with someone or don't feel compatible with someone in life, and whether it's in regards to a romantic situation or relationship, business partners, or any type of friendship, it doesn't mean someone's a bad person. I have to say that a bad person would be someone who, in the depth of their soul, truly wishes evil upon others, and many times for no good reason, other than creating misery, enjoying seeing others miserable and in pain, or from envy, jealousy, or just pure hatred. Bad people are the types of people who truly wish pain onto others when they have done them no harm. Bad people are the types of people who wish others to fail in life, just to watch them suffer and fall. But keep this in mind. Many people simply aren't enlightened enough to see the damage that they cause and don't realize that many times they create their own misery in life. Sometimes people do things not necessarily because they're bad people, but more so because they feel hurt, because they didn't get what they wanted, And they run around like a chicken with its head cut off, not knowing what to do to make things better or for things to change to how they'd prefer them to be. Remember, like I said before, we all say things that we don't mean at times, and this even goes for me. Obviously, I've said some of the most awful things to people in my life that I didn't mean. But that's the most important thing. I didn't mean those bad things. You see, a bad person actually means the things that they say when they're upset, hurt, or angry. But the truth is, at least for me, I love all people, even the ones who've hurt me. And if I think about it, I could find many good things about them. And I even feel a certain amount of love towards them. If anything, sometimes I love my enemies so much because I feel bad for them. And I know that many times they need love the most. I feel bad for them mainly because I understand their pain. And I feel hurt for how they hurt. When someone is in such an awful or low place, sometimes they need love the most. Not everyone is in the same place in life spiritually and when it comes to being enlightened. Not to say that I am, because this is something that I personally strive towards and will always continue to strive towards throughout my life and journey. And seeing things from a pure, loving, and righteous manner. We are all on our own journey, and we all have our own battles to fight in life, but we do so at different paces and at different times. And many of us are fortunate enough to be resilient and are able to handle life. Some of us not so much, or not as well. Therefore, when someone has fallen, is going through a hard time, doesn't see clearly, makes bad decisions, doesn't learn from their mistakes, or hurts other people, whether intentionally or unintentionally, sometimes they simply can't see the light or the right path. These are people who just don't get it, at least not yet. And it's in those moments that I don't feel as hurt, as angry, or as resentful as one might think, because they simply haven't grown on a spiritual or enlightened level where they know better. This doesn't mean that it's okay to treat people poorly or that you should stick around and put up with being abused in any way, shape, or form. But this is the reason why I don't feel revengeful towards people who've hurt me in my life. I don't wish hate or bad things onto anyone, and I mean that, despite the bad things that some have done to me. I wish them well. I wish them love, health, happiness, and peace. But I also hope that they learn from their mistakes, and that they don't hurt others like they hurt me in my life. I've rarely met a bad person in my life, if ever. And I don't believe that anyone is all bad anyway. Some people simply don't think before they act or make decisions. And they blame others and have many issues and fail to work on themselves or recognize that they're imperfect, just like everyone else. Rather than feel revengeful in life, and rather than wish pain and agony on anyone for their wrongdoings when they've hurt you or someone who you know, you can be the bigger person. You can be the cream that rises to the top, and you can kill them with kindness and love. It's not easy, but when have good things in life ever been easy? Remember, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, and when you've been hurt by people or know people who've been hurt by others, you should feel thankful for the mere fact that you're able to recognize right from wrong, learn from it and grow, become resilient and strong, and remove yourself from toxic situations and from people who don't treat you in a manner that you deserve to be treated. Don't let others belittle you, bully you, or bring you down in life. Don't surround yourself with people who don't have your best interests at heart, who don't love and support you, or who feel envy and jealousy from anything good that happens to you in your life. But don't hate those who hate you. Strive towards becoming better, more enlightened, rather than let your soul fill up with bitterness and hatred for others. The only thing that your soul should fill up with is kindness, love, and forgiveness.